Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We are still in this chapter of fulfilling the amanat on a person. A trust has been given to a person, he must fulfill that amanat. In that we read a few ayat and the second hadith, in which it was explained, be taken away from a person when he sleeps, it will be lifted up. And then just a sign of it will be left, and afterwards a sign also will not be left. And then that there will be no iman in that person. So further explanation and commentary on this hadith. This hadith teaches us that in the golden era of Islam, people learn the importance of trustworthiness from the Quran and Sunnah. This is an important aspect, that amanat which a person has. But what is this amanat? Normally we only take this amanat that if somebody has left some money, etc., by you, then you pay that when he demands it, you give it back to him. Or you use it as he wanted you to use it. But amanat has got a much more broader concept in Islam. As Allah Ta'ala says, "Inna aradna al-amanata ala samawati wal-ard." We had placed this amanat, the responsibility of discharging it, looking after it on the heavens and the earth, which are very, very great creations of Allah Ta'ala. فَأَبَيْنَا أَيَّحْمِلْنَهَا. But they refused. They said, we cannot manage this. وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانِ. But insan was prepared. So this amanat is very broad. It is like, for example, the wife is an amanat in the husband's marriage. And she must look after her, all the rights of the wife. The husband is an amanat in the hands of the wife. She must see to all the rights of the husband. Children are an amanat, a very, very great amanat. How much are we fulfilling and discharging the trust which is Allah had placed in our hands with regard to our children? That is to bring them up Islamically, give them an Islamic upbringing, teachings, etc. Today, unfortunately, many a parent will say, I want to give the best education to my child. But they end up giving the worst education. That is sending them to such schools where they are taught Trinity also. They are taught the Darwin's theory of evolution. They are taught about interfaith, etc. They are taught the Big Bang theory. One very pious person in India and he sent his child also to such a school. And one day while they were having breakfast, the father told, while discussing some matter, the only solver of problems, the only one who can succeed to all our needs is Allah Ta'ala. So his young daughter of about 6-7 years, she says, no papa, God is not one, God is three. That father said that it as if the ground had opened up in front of me and I was sinking in the ground. That my young, innocent little girl of just 6-7 years, and she is saying that God is not one, God is three, Trinity. So all this is an amanat. These children are a great amanat of ours. All these things. So therefore, we should learn from the Quran and Hadith. A person has got, Allah blesses a person with this iman, with this amanat, but then learn from the Quran and Hadith the details of it. In addition to it being part of their natural disposition, though it is their amanat and the taqaza, the demand of amanat, will let a person act accordingly. But at the same time also, it is very important that we learn from Quran Sharif and Hadith Sharif what are the rights of this. For example, just their neighbors, they are also an amanat. How much do we know what are the rights of the neighbor? Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam had declared that so much Jibreel Ali Salatu Wasalam stressed the rights of the neighbors, that I thought the neighbors will have a share in the inheritance also, so much. But today, how many of us live in such a way that we don't even know who our neighbors are? We don't even interact with them in any way. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayh, his neighbor was a Hindu who was causing lot of disturbance with noise, etc. So Hazrat wanted him to move out from there, and told the estate agent to try and make him an offer. That Hindu came to Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayh and asked him for mashura. Now see, Maulana was having difficulty with him. Just imagine if we have got some neighbors who are always loud music, etc. What a problem it is. So Maulana asked him, have you got any problem yet? He said, I've got no problem. So then he gave him the mashura which has to be given, that in that case don't sell up. So the neighbors also have got a great right on us, all the travelers, etc. So Allah tabarak wa taala to understand this. However, as Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi explained, trustworthiness, that is being amanatdar, would gradually be removed from the hearts of people, and the void created as a result will be filled with darkness. So this amanat which comes in the Hadith Sharif also, may Allah Ta'ala forgive us all, we are very, very negligent in that. In the Hadith Sharif it comes, La imana liman la amanatala. A person who hasn't got this amanat hasn't got iman also. So when this amanat will be lifted up, then there will be darkness in the heart. And as we read in the Hadith, Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in the golden era of Islam, he said, before I should deal with anyone and do business with them, I did not have any worry. Everyone had amanatdari. But now I only do my business with a select few people, because today that is not there. And that was in the golden era of Islam. May Allah Ta'ala have keep our iman, amanat intact, and take us with this iman. When hypocrisy, lies, and fraud will replace the trustworthiness of the Muslims, it is a sign that the Ummah is in a state of weakness and retrogression. We are all crying, alhamdulillah, making du'as also for the Ummah, the whole Ummah, what is happening in Gaza. Masjid al-Aqsa is closed for so long, pin drop silence, where before, especially the last Ashara of Ramadan, Mu'atikifin from around the world used to gather there, and tilawat of Quran, Adhan, Namazes, everything used to carry on. Now, till now, at this moment, pin drop silence. All this is our own action. This is what we have brought on ourselves. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to let us return to our deen, and all the efforts that have been made, mashallah, are the jamaats which are here, which are making effort for the ijtima to bring this deen back into our lives, whether it be the Darul Ulooms, the Khanqahs, tabligh and jamaat work, people who are going for umrah and making duas, all this may Allah make it a means for the whole of deen to come alive in the whole of mankind till the day of Qiyamah. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.